period. They ended up with a kind of a tic-tac-toe-ish kind of play, and it was, you know, Notre Dame was up the whole up 3-2 heading into it, and they came out with it up one more, and they played right into their hands. They just, nothing really happened, and they end up sneaking out a goal late in the period to get 2-goal lead.
Yep, it's 4-2 after two. Let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
So Notre Dame leads Wisconsin 4-2 after 2, and we'll return in 3 minutes from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or loveseat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Notre Dame leads Wisconsin 4-2 after 2 against shots on goal, 19-18 in favor of the Irish. Badgers have now won 22 of 43 faceoffs. Charlie Stramel, 9 of 14 in the faceoff circle. Owen Lindmark is 6 of 5. Daniel Lodge, a goal and an assist for the Badgers, who trail by a pair after two periods of play. We'll check the Big Ten scoreboard in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Second intermission in South Bend. Notre Dame leads Wisconsin 4-2. Elsewhere, the Big Ten freshman Logan Cooley and Jimmy Snuderud have both scored. Minnesota leads Michigan State 2-0 in the second period at Mariucci. Third period in Ann Arbor, Michigan leads Penn State 4-2. Adam Fantilli, a couple of goals for the Wolverines. And Casey O'Brien, two goals, two assists for the Wisconsin women's hockey team today. She reaches 100 points for her career. Mark Johnson's Badgers have knocked off St. Thomas on the road 6-1. The Badger men here trail Notre Dame 4-2. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I am.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows level off around 7 above. Tonight, under cloudy skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, chance of snow. High temperatures reach up to 15. Chance of snow tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 6 above. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Your hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Bianco, Brian Posick here. The Badgers will defend the goal to our left. Notre Dame to our right. Wisconsin down two as we start the third period here, Paul. And they'll start with Caulfield, Banta, Lestang, Lotch, and Kulemans. Notre Dame comes out with Primo centering Justin Janicki and Landon Slaggart, Hellowell, and Boltman defensively.
It's always a challenge down start a period, the third period. Wisconsin does have a victory this year down trailing into the third period against LIU.
Yep.
And we saw Wisconsin start this game down 2-0 and tie the game up after a couple of plays by Daniel Lotch. So not out of the woods here yet.
Badgers win the faceoff, and Kulemans fires one that Bischel comes out and snags to his left. And then he jabbed Caulfield with his stick as he came close to the Notre Dame nets. Bischel is very active and loves slashing opposing players, we've noticed. Puck eludes, staying behind the Notre Dame net. It's lofted out to center. Kulemans went reaching for it and didn't catch it. Slaggart picks it up to the corner. Primo, defended by Kulemans. Lotch now on Justin Janicki. Janicki's pass to the point. Good stick by Bantle. Slaggart knocked down by Kulemans in front of the Badger net. No penalty, and Notre Dame throws it in on Jared Moe, who stops it. And then Kulemans skates past the puck. Janicki behind the net. One on two now to the corner. Little left-hander works it to the half wall and spins it back intended for Pearson, but he couldn't catch. And now Horbach leans into Bavaro, and that frees the biscuit for Lotch, who reverses to Kulemans, and the Badgers try to break out. Oh, pass to the back of Horbach's stick, but he's defended nicely by Bavaro. Long lead feed Notre Dame to our left. Pearson drop pass. Janicki shoots one. Left pad save Moe. Tried to put it back off the goaltender below the goal line, but that didn't work. And now Wisconsin's Lindmark took a hit from Pearson and forced to throw it down the ice. He iced it. Faceoff coming up in the Wisconsin zone. 18:39 left in the third. It's 4-2 Notre Dame.
It's incredible, but the two plays within 10 seconds, of course, at Kulemans behind the net. He overskates the puck and almost turns the puck over, and then he picks up a loose puck and makes a pass from behind the goal line onto the stick of Jack Horbach at the far blue line. It was well covered and still landed on a stick.
Yeah, it was like a 120-foot
pass. Amazing.
It was a great pass. But Bavaro, who's a large young man, had Horbach defended nicely. Here's Smolanik with speed out of his own end. Chips it to the corner and chases. Can he get around Lieberman? He does. But then tied up for an instant. And the puck taken away by Zach Plesinski from Eagle River, Alaska. Rolston picks up the loose puck at center. Off to his right he goes and shoots one low and low with a right pad save. Ricochet to the right ring. That's where Strand is. Cycles below the net. Silanoff centering pass for Rolston. Broken up by Wisconsin's Vorlicki. Healy to 3-on-2 to our right. Left wing Stramel. Vorlicki hard to the net. Pass to the slot. Lucius defended nicely by Notre Dame. Puck is still loose. Stramel went hacking at it. DeSaint foul a little late. Taken up by Rolston now. Lemaster immediately after. After him, and Ralston with a right wing shot, stopped by Moe. Puck comes free in front. Moe with a save, rebound. Justin Janicki scores. Oh, a bad bounce, good save. It comes off the glass and bounces free. Notre Dame kept it alive, and Janicki, all by his lonesome, gets the rebound goal. It's 5-2 Irish.
Yeah, Moe makes a save. It bounces off the glass. Well, the Badgers puck bounces and they skate right behind the net and fall over. And then Notre Dame has the puck. Another rebound by Moe, and there's Badgers skating around. It's Notre Dame around the net that finishes off the loose puck. That's got five goals tonight. Four of them are all around the net.
Justin Janicki's sixth goal of the season from Chase Primo and Ryder Ralston. It comes at 2:19. And Notre Dame with a 5-2 lead at home against the University of Wisconsin. Badgers will dump it down in. Shea Donovan deep in the offensive zone. Spins it to the far corner in Erdahl. Donovan taking the place of Dominic Mersch, who did play a bit in the second period, but you can tell his left arm is not allowing him to be completely effective. Here's Donovan. Nice play. Defensive zone. Twirling. Bumped it ahead to Erdahl, who slowed by Hellowell. Now Blackman takes a hit from Erdahl, but Hellowell with a puck and then coughed it up to Malmquist. Tried to go cross ice to Erdahl, but didn't have enough on it, and Hellowell took the puck. He's got it in his own zone. Now skates in front of his own bench. Red line, the Badger blue line. Hellowell, left-handed defenseman, cuts goal line left. Backdoor pass! Oh, and the stop by Moe on the shot by Pearson. Boy, an on-rushing defenseman, Hellowell, and Pearson came down right wing, and Jared Moe with a fine save on that shot.
And Hellowell started out earlier. Similar play earlier that Notre Dame got called for interference. Kind of played the body with the puck pass. Nothing called. Got the puck back and skated up the right side of the ice. A lot of room for him. Just brought it right down the goal line and found an open player to the side of Moe.
Notre Dame has scored 5 goals or more 5 times this season. Their season high in goals in a game, 6 against the Wisconsin Badgers 3 weeks ago at the Kohl Center in a 6-4 win. It's 5-2 Irish, 16:15 left here in the third. Lodge banks it ahead. Bantel cut off by Pluszynski, who hits him from the side. But the referee puts up his right arm, and they'll say boarding on Pluszynski. And so the Badgers will get a quartz power play trying to get back within 2.
And Bantel just came in the zone and went to shield the puck, and Pluszynski hit him from behind.
Second penalty on Pluszynski tonight. Comes at 3:49. Well, if you can get one here, you're still in it. Bantel, Caulfield, Lucius, D. St. Foul, and Kuhlemans. Tony Granato's power play unit to start. Bakic, who didn't play in Madison after suffering a pregame injury during warmups on that Friday, but he's back now in the lineup. He's on the PK with Slaggart, along with Brinkman and Bavaro. Long-range shot ricocheted free. Blocked on the second attempt. Caulfield, Bavaro blocked that one, and that one stung him. The Badgers won the draw, and Caulfield had a good look from 10 feet away.
Yeah, the first shot got blocked and landed right to him. He waited. Caulfield was patient, waiting for the puck to sit down for him for the shot. Notre Dame D got in the way.
Here's D. St. Foul left wing to Kuhlemans near the blue line. Right point now, it's Lucius. They'll change places, and Lucius drops it off for Kuhlemans. A little space to work. Backside! D. St. Foul scores! Excellent play. Started at the blue line. Lucius dropped to Kuhlemans, who went rink wide, right wing to left, and D. St. Foul with a one-time blast. It's 5-3 now.
Well, we talked about how much pressure Notre Dame has put on the point. That time, Wisconsin did a little overlap, just drop pass, and had the D going towards the center of the ice and left it to the right and gave Corson tons of room. And we saw the pass he made earlier, about 130 feet. This one wasn't quite as short, but just as nice to Matty D. St. Foul, who one-timer, no mistake, made it look easy.
4:24, the time of the power play goal for Matthew D. St. Foul. And for MDSP, he's got 5 goals this season, 3 on the power play, all 3 of those power play goals against Notre Dame. And number 12 likes playing against the Fighting Irish. He's got a 2-point night going with a goal and an assist. Now 5 goals and 13 points in 14 career games against Notre Dame. Notre Dame with a puck bouncing in the Wisconsin zone. Silanoff took a whack at it, didn't get through, and then Moe with a big save, keeping it 5-3. Redirect, another fantastic stop by Moe with his right arm as he denied Silanoff in tight on a shot pass with Silanoff on the doorstep.
Wow, that was a heck of a play there by Jared Moe. A pass to the right of Moe. Kind of a shovel. We saw earlier one of the goals by Notre Dame by Chase Primo, kind of a shovel into the net just like that. This time the shovel went a little, maybe a little too far back and into Jared Moe. But a big stop either way.
Yeah. 5-3 hockey game, 14:59 remaining on the third period clock. Caulfield to take the defensive zone faceoff against Jackson Pearson, the Zionsville, Indiana native. Pearson played 115 games at New Hampshire, 31 goals, 88 points, second team all-conference in Hockey East. A couple of years ago, he had 12 goals last season, but hasn't produced since joining the Irish, only one goal and 9 points. They win the faceoff, though. Lieberman out high, shot blocked by Stang. Carrom to the far wall. Mantle goes to get it, hit from behind by Lansdale, still maintains possession. And now the puck deflected off his stick and up into the penalty box. And the faceoff in neutral ice with 14:45 to go in the third. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center, Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
Wisconsin getting their top line. Bisang foul. Stramo and Lucius back out.
Notre Dame won the draw. Brinkman hammers it in. Took a funny bounce on a partition. Handcuffed for Licky a little bit. Brinkman's got it now. Right side, Bavaro. He shoots one redirected off the stick of Janicki and kicked out by Moe. Now the Badgers can't exit. Lansdale in the corner. Slowed by Brinkman. Tied up by Dexheimer, I should say. And now the Badgers do have the puck. DeSaint foul. Left wing, Stramel. He's got it. 3-on-3. Straight away. Lucius sets and fires. And a stick save made by Bischel. I think he hit the shaft of his stick and out of up off the glass. Nice passing play, though.
It's kind of a 3-on-2 that turned into a 3-on-3. But Lucius hung back a little bit, found a passing lane, and Badgers found him up high and he got a pretty good shot off.
Badgers in their own end. Lotch, breakout for Lucius, refeeds Lotch at center. He'll heave it to the right corner and Bantle in pursuit. Hellowell first there, walled off Bantle, but coughed it up. Lucius now tried to turn and pass to the slot in Caulfield. It was deflected. Bockage with it. Hard to the net goes Adams. Bockage can't get on the puck, though. He's forced behind the net. Now trying to wrap around. Didn't get it on goal. Kuhlemann's knocked down in front of the Badgers' net. Wisconsin's Lucius has it. 13:25 left in the third. 5-3 Notre Dame. Hellowell around the wall. Adams near his own bench. Turns away from Stang and heads deeper into the Notre Dame zone. Now Hellowell up ahead. Looked like Carpenter backpedaled his way in and should have been offside, but it was waved off. Wisconsin's LeMaster, slow-moving outlet pass intended for Caulfield, didn't get to him. Adams then intercepted, but gave it away. Stang, he backpedals into the offensive zone, double-teamed, caught up to the puck and dumped it deep, but Hellowell first there. Notre Dame will break out. Primo, good back check by Smolonic, but they're going to get Smolonic for a hooking penalty. Badgers, Gorlicki collects the puck, and that's the case. Hooking on Smolonic, 7:15. The time of the penalty, and Notre Dame, which is 2-for-3 so far on the man advantage, gets another chance, leading 5-3.
Tyce Malonic, I think he thought he was making a good play, skated back on the back check, lifted up the stick, kind of surprised the Notre Dame forward with the puck. Chase Primo kind of off the ice and disrupted him enough that the referee down the other end called the hooking play.
So Smolonic hooking at 7:15. Another big kill for the Badgers. They killed off the only power play they faced in the second period after giving up two power play goals and two chances in the first when they trailed at 1.2-0, then 3-2. Lindmark, nice job of the penalty kill, trying to win the puck from Lansdale, plants him on his rear end, but Notre Dame with a puck in the offensive zone. It's Pearson, center point Bavaro. His pass deflected, goes over the head of Pearson. He takes it off the glass. Now here's Janicki outside the left circle. Janicki to the goal line in Lansdale. He'll work from behind the nets. Instead bumps it out to the point now. And Pearson, the left-hander, goes to the right wing in Strand. Straight away, Bavaro, one-timer blocked by Lindmark. Carrom's off the end boards. Badgers trying to pull it free. It goes airborne. Strand settles it down. Notre Dame still in the offensive zone on a power play for another 65 seconds. Pearson straight away. Left wing, Janicki. Backside pass intended for Strand off a stick and into the crowd. Let's hope everybody's okay. 1:02 to go in the power play for Notre Dame. 5-3 Irish, 11:47 remaining in the third.
There's Corson Kuhlman's stick there that broke off the cross-ice pass. We've seen some of those on this power plays, even the even strength for Notre Dame at the end of the second period. So good awareness there by Corson to get it stick in the way and break up what would have been another really nice one-time attempt.
Primo and Lindmark in the faceoff circle to the right of Moe. Primo had the leverage on Lindmark and knocked him down. Notre Dame with the puck. Janicki's shot deflected by two or three Badgers. Stang was there, Lindmark there. And it's out to center ice. Here's Lieberman. Ralston now, right corner to left. And they say Notre Dame is offside. Faceoff coming up at neutral ice, 44 seconds left on their power play. Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Series finale tomorrow, face-off 5 o'clock Central. Paul and I will be on the air at 4:30 on the Badger Sports Network. Janicki played it past Malmquist and then LeMaster, so Vorlicki has to hustle back. Able to outbattle Janicki, who then was able to pull the puck from behind Vorlicki. And gathered in now by Slaggart. Back pedals, the left-hander straight away to Justin Janicki. Left corner, Slaggart darts past Vorlicki to his left. Set up by Primo, trying to hit Ralston right circle. Didn't connect. Stang with a burst of speed into the offensive zone. Shoots one from 10 feet out. And Bischel made the stop and gave up no rebound. Oh, did he turn on the Jets?
Yeah, Sam Stang with a power move up the ice. Fought off the D. Did everything right except he shot the puck right into the chest of the goaltender.
Shorthanded bid for Stang. Badgers do have four shorties this season. Ty Spolonik in the penalty box for another 9 seconds. Badgers shorthanded with Brock Caulfield taking the defensive zone faceoff with Bantel on the ice. Kuhlemans and Lotch actually offensive zone faceoff. Beg your pardon. The Badgers shorthanded here.
And 9 seconds left on the kill here. Wisconsin thinking a little offense here.
Yeah, win the draw. And right off the draw, Caulfield almost scored. The puck dropped by the linesman, Pat Richardson, and Caulfield one-timed one and almost snuck it past Bischel. Wow.
Well, we saw first period, he did the same thing. He missed the net the first time along the ice. This one, you could have put it in a better spot right under the glove. Bischel squeezed to keep that puck from falling in.
Wow. Killed a few seconds, too, on the power play. Notre Dame wins the next faceoff, though. Here's Pearson on the attack, but cut off by Kuhlman. Spolonik out of the box. So the Badgers get the job done on the PK. Wisconsin trailing 5-3, 10:35 left in the third. Spolonik with speed. He'll dump it down in. He'll chase after it. Bischel out of his net, but lets Hellowell play it behind the cage. Pass up the middle to Pearson. Right wing Janicki now. Tried to get it deep, but flubbed it. Lotch took it away, and Spolonik goes to get it. Bantel joins the rush 2-on-2, 2-on-3 now. Bantel trying to walk around the defenseman, who whiffs, and Bantel with a close-range shot that Bischel stopped. Boy, Jake Boltman, yeah.
I was going to say, Boltman, I don't know what happened there, but somehow Carson Bantel ended up with a puck past Boltman. He came up to make a play and missed him.
Yeah, he tried to take the body, and there was no body to be had. Stramel in on the forecheck. Brinkman, though, calmly swung it around the wall, but DeSaint-Val takes it off the boards. Now Lucius put it in front. Little sauce pass for DeSaint-Val, broken up by Notre Dame. Slaggart then kicks it ahead too far for himself. He's in a foot race with Vorlicki. Slaggart will get to it in the Wisconsin zone to our left. But Vorlicki able to knife it free from there, and now Dexheimer. Up to Vorlicki, gets it out to center. Lucius trying to help it along. One hands it into the attacking zone, but Brinkman there and throws a wild pass that comes out through center. The Badgers lodge now with it. 9:20 to go, third period. Badgers need two to tie. On the road to start this weekend series against Notre Dame. Bakic, Brinkman in the Notre Dame zone. Good play by Kuhlemans, cutting off a pass at center to Adams, but Notre Dame with the puck again. Bavaro, center, redirected by Carpenter, deep into the Wisconsin zone. Kuhlemans after it, tried to two-hand it around, but it went off a stick and over the glass, and they think they're going to drop the puck out near center ice, and they will. Timeout on the ice with 8:58 left here in period number three. The Badgers trail Notre Dame 5-3 from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Notre Dame 5, Wisconsin 3, 8:58 left in regulation. Stang now playing center with Erdahl and Malmquist. Kuhlemans and Lotch defensively. And again, Dominic Mersch injured in the first period. Tried to give it a go in the second. Hasn't played here in the third. And without Mersch, the Badgers down a center. So they move Stang to that position here between Erdahl and Malmquist. Notre Dame won the draw. Back in their own zone, they take the puck. Lotch tried to settle it down at center. Jammed it free. Malmquist had it. Poked off his stick. And then dumped in by Notre Dame. Kuhlemans first to it. Tries to rim it around. Erdahl there. Breakout Stang looking for Malmquist. Zips a pass off his right skate. Oh, he had speed coming in left wing. If that's tape to tape, who knows? Now Malmquist sets up Erdahl. His shot blocked. Nice block by Carpenter, their fourth line centerman. Badgers dump it in. Will change. Stramel, Lucius, and DeSaint foul outs. Long lead feed. Did Lansdell get a piece? Apparently so. No icing. Dexheimer back for the Badgers. Up the near wall. Not far enough for DeSaint foul, who had backpedaled beyond the red line. Badgers have it back, though. Here's Borlicki now. Broken stick remaining on the ice. Borlicki sauced it across to Dexheimer. Refeeds Borlicki. Skates around the broken stick to center. Stramel. Badgers on side, and he'll throw it to the right corner. Brinkman there, though, and then flubbed the puck, but he's got his teammate Pearson there for support, and then banked it ahead. Now here comes Trevor Janicki. Has a path to the net. Tries to deke out Moe, who got his left pad on the shot. Great save by Moe, but LeMaster will get at least a two-minute minor, or will it be a penalty shot? Slashing on LeMaster from behind as Janicki got sprung on a pass that came up out of the Notre Dame zone, and boy, he went flying in, and all LeMaster could do is whack him.
Yeah, Wisconsin was in the middle of a D change on that side when the puck came through. You know, the way we were talking earlier, how Notre Dame comes out early and makes their changes that way. This time Wisconsin, because it was behind the play, didn't really seem like it was going to make that much of a difference. It was Kuhlemans coming on the ice for, I think it was Borlicki, and
yeah.
Just the play happened so fast, it was past the Badger bench, and it caused the breakaway and LeMaster to take the penalty. And either way, good save by Moe, who spread out, put his pad down, and held the side post and prevented a goal.
Yep. LeMaster for slashing at 12:24. Fifth power play of the night for Notre Dame, trying to pretty much put this game away, leading 5-3. Badgers won the D-zone draw, though, and Kuhlemans gets underneath the puck and lobs it all the way down. And Bischel, well out of his net, far corner, will slide it over to Lieberman. Lindmark in on the forecheck, so is Horbach. Badgers need to be a little aggressive here on this shorthanded sequence. Here's Ralston into the offensive zone, slowed by Lodge. Out to the point, Lieberman, back to Ralston, right wing. To the goal line he goes. They're playing pitch and catch with Slager. And they do it again to the left of Moe. Slager tried to force a pass to the point off the stick of Horbach, and back through center ice it comes. Now here's Primo. Right wing Ralston. 7 goals, 17 points for Ralston to start this game tonight. He's got a helper. Make that 2 helpers tonight for Ryder Ralston. He's got it again in the offensive zone power play. Slager, no look pass, and got it off the Primo, and Moe made the stop, and the Badgers clear.
Well, Primo had four Badgers around him. There wasn't much room there, but the puck landed in the right spot, and it was a quick release by Primo.
Bischel calmly banks it off the end boards, and here's Bavaro. Shots on goal now 32-23 in favor of Notre Dame. Badgers have had only 11 shots on goal since the first period. Steal by Malmquist, shorthanded. He fans off to his right. Two on three, off balance shot. Easy save by Bischel. No rebound. Faceoff coming up. 6:17 left in the third. Badgers down a pair and down a man for another 41 seconds. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Face off to the left of Bischel. Let's see if Caulfield tries to shoot it off the draw. He did, but he missed. As Strand won it back, and Caulfield heads to the bench, and Lindmark out on the penalty kill now with Malmquist.
Caulfield literally came out to take the faceoff and then went straight to the bench.
Yep. Lansdell deep in the Wisconsin zone. Puck came airborne. Kuhlemans pulled it down. Nice outlet pass. Malmquist to Lindmark. One-on-one, shorthanded. Peels back left wing, waiting for some support. And now we'll throw it to the corner, and Kuhlemans decides to split two Notre Dame players and try to retrieve. Erdahl out there now for Wisconsin. He's got the puck, and it's deflected back Wisconsin's way, but that will kill the rest of the power play time for Notre Dame. So the Badgers have killed off the last three Notre Dame power plays. Wisconsin at full strength, down to 5.5 minutes left. Here's Stramel, dumps it in, gives chase, but Bischel out of his net, swings it around to the far side, and Adams protects and drops back to Boltman. Off the kick plate, steal by De St. Foul, falls down, and a backhand no-look shot low right by Stramel. Came up high off his stick to the far side.
Whatever it takes.
I knew what he was trying to do. You could see he was trying to shoot that thing blindly, backhanded from the goal line. Now Notre Dame throws it all the way down, and Moe covers, thought about moving it, and then looks up at Big Jack Adams, who taps Moe on top of his helmet as he's on all fours. And a little chuckle, and now a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. 5:05 left in the third.
I've seen a lot of this line in this third period. Get a whistle here. The Badgers get their second line and out there with Smolanic and Caulfield. And believe Bantle, it should be. I wonder if those guys will come right back out after this one.
Yeah. Face off won by Notre Dame. Pass in front, redirected by Justin Janicki on goal right in front. Jared made the stop. 28 saves tonight for Jared Moe, the Big Ten second star of the week last week. Here's Slaggart now. Right circle shot. He went kind of jiggerbugged a little bit from right to left, and his wrister stopped by Moe. And a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. 4:48 left in the third. Badgers trailing 5-3.
Sure enough, 12 seconds later or so. Top line back out there for the Badgers.
Yep.
Plenty of rest time with a couple whistles in the middle. This has definitely been the Badgers line that has generated offenses tonight. Throwing Daniel Lotch in the mix.
Yeah. Matthew D. St. Foul with a goal and an assist tonight. Cruz Lucius with an assist. He's still averaging a point per game, the freshman. Born in Kansas and made his home in Grant, Minnesota. Yeah, it's fun looking at all the... Oh, nice lead feed. Kuhlemans found D. St. Foul, who carries it into the Notre Dame zone, bumps it back behind the net for Lucius. Tried to sauce one in front, ricocheted right wing, Kuhlemans. Now Stramel, oh, he was ready for a one-timer, but the pass handcuffed him. Stramel with it, though, shoots one low, glove side, not on net. De St. Foul just got wiped out behind the Notre Dame cage. Kuhlemans keeps it alive, and it deflects off a stick about 20 feet into the air and drops into the catcher's glove of Ryan Bischel, who hands it to the linesman. Face-off in the Notre Dame zone. Badgers down 5-3.
Catcher's mitt is a pretty good description. Bischel almost looked like a baseball player. He smacked his glove waiting for the pop-up.
Caulfield out again to take the face-off. This one against Chase Primo. And it wobbles to the corner. The defenseman didn't communicate. Helliwell and Plusinski. But Helliwell recovered and was able to get it up off the glass and out. Tyson Jugnauth now will send it in. Stopped behind the net by the goaltender Bischel. Around the shelf to Slaggart. Used his hip to knock it off to Primo. Sends it Wisconsin's way, but Jugnauth quickly after it for Wisconsin. Badgers running out of time, needing two to tie. Smolonic right wing. Here through center is Mike Forlicky. He's got ice in the middle. He dumps it to the corner now as he's pressured by Bakic. Slaggart behind the net. Bantle got in the way. Puck went off his skate to the far wall, and Bakic has it again. Slashed at by Smolonic. We play on. Skated back behind the Wisconsin net, and Bakic still with it. Out to the point, Trevor Janicki. Flying by him, Bantle. Below the goal line, Pearson tried to cycle with Janicki. The two didn't connect, and the Badgers, Jugnauth with it. Angles a pass to center, and Smolonic, he'll dump it in. Badgers need a change. 3:10 left, third period. Badgers need a pair to tie. Lansdell redirects a pass at center, deep into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer after it. Right-handed defenseman up the middle. Nice pass to Stang. Left wing, Erdahl. Bavaro, excellent play defensively to cut off his progress. Still loose at center now. Horbach will backhand it deep. Stang in on the forecheck. Brinkman takes a look over his left shoulder where Stang was coming from. Went the other way but can't clear. Horbach now throws one towards the net slowly and gobbled up by Bischel, and he hangs on. 2:40 to go, third period. 5-3 Notre Dame.
Notre Dame doing what they do. Wisconsin just not getting around the net. Keeping everything outside. Putting a little push up, Wisconsin, but just haven't gotten a break through the Notre Dame D. Here again, the top line is 2:40 left. Probably be a timeout in here somewhere. They'll probably play most of the rest of the game.
And Notre Dame takes a timeout. 2:40 left in the third. Badgers down 5-3. We'll take a one-minute break as well. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. American Standard offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From faucets and showerheads to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Relax and unwind with a new Whirlpool from Elger. The 10-jack corner massage bathtub offers a spa-like feel. Plus, get a free inline heater with the purchase of any Elger Whirlpool after rebate. Good through February 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Left on the clock. Notre Dame 5, Wisconsin 3. Jared Moe remains in goal for the Badgers. Offensive zone faceoff. And Tony Granato sends out Stramel, Lucius, D. St. Foul, Bantle, Kulemans, and Caulfield. And now Moe will just head to the Badgers bench after that timeout since it's an offensive zone faceoff. And Caulfield will take the draw. 3-4 times tonight from this spot to the left of Bischel. He's trying to put it on goal, and he almost stuck one in. This time he tries to play it to the corner. He wins it nevertheless. Lucius setting up. Caulfield is shot off the face of Bischel. Oh, my. Great play. Lucius put it to the tape of Caulfield's stick, and it hit him right in the head.
I don't think Bischel even knew that puck was there. He just didn't move a muscle. There's some room on the far side.
Steal by the Badgers as Bischel tried to clear off the high glass.
High
glass. And it ricocheted to Kulemans at the blue line, and his wrist are easily snagged by Bischel.
Hidey, 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 hidey.
No kidding. Caulfield again, this time against Primo in the faceoff circle to the left of Bischel. Badgers down 2, 2:20 left. Puck loose in the corner, cleared out by Slaggart. It's going the length of the ice, but he misses the open net by a foot. Icing on Notre Dame. Slaggart can't buy a goal. Again, 2 this season after scoring 12 last year. He hasn't scored since December 10th. He was a preseason all-conference first-team selection.
It's hard to explain that one.
Yeah. But we couldn't explain Bantle going 13 games without a goal, and then he turned it around. Carson with 6 goals in his last 10 games. 3 against Notre Dame a couple of weeks ago in Madison. Badgers win the faceoff. Lucius tried to tap back Kuhlman's, not enough on it. Slagert pushed it past him. He's in a foot race with DeSaint Fowl, who leans in with his hip and knocked him off balance, and then Slagert from the goal line threw it right through the crease parallel with the goal line. Oh, he just missed again. And then Lucius trying to dangle the Irish, and he coughed it up offside, called on Wisconsin. 1:52 left here in the third period of play. Oh.
Getting a little fancy at the blue line, Wisconsin. They won a couple of faceoffs in the zone. I think it went back towards Wisconsin, but Notre Dame is kind of at an angle towards the center of the slot, and their guy was in the right position both times because Badgers had guys behind the play looking for a clean win, and this time a little fancy at the blue line.
Ball field against Pearson at center ice. Stramble steps in as the puck was dropped a bit early, and it's won by Notre Dame, and Brinkman tried an empty net attempt from 120 feet away, but it was knocked down out of midair by the stick of Cruz Lucius. Stramble across the line. He'll dump it in. Can the Badgers get there in time? Bavaro first to it. Heaves it back near side. Badgers trying to hold. Kuhlman's falls down. Took a stick to the head from Lansdell. The puck is underneath Kuhlman's. DeSaint Fowl. Stramble. A couple of Irishmen on the near side wall too. Eventually Notre Dame wins it free. Bavaro tried to get it out and does just enough past Cruz Lucius. 1:15 left. Badgers down a pair. And a cross-ice pass. Kuhlman's almost picked off by Bavaro. Badgers have the puck. Slot. Stramble can't get a shot off. These six skaters are dog-tired. They've been out there for the last minute plus. And now Kuhlman's tried to dump it in. It went off a stick to the glass. Bavaro deep in his own zone. He'll fire it ahead. And Kuhlman's calmly settles down the bouncing puck at the Badgers' blue line. Stramble. Pass intended for Erdahl. Picked off by Bakic. And he hit the post! Trying to get the empty netter.
They're leaving the door open. They've tried three times now.
Yeah, and just missed. Erdahl now will heave it deep off the glass, hoping that Horbach can get there. He does, but he's defended and couldn't get a shot on goal or pass in front. Hellowell with it, turns, throws it around past Stang out to the right point. Lucius found Horbach in front, but he couldn't catch the pass a bit behind him. Now Notre Dame's Bakic will clear it all the way down. Not strongly enough to hit the empty net. 15 seconds left. Stang lead feed off a stick into the Notre Dame zone. Plisinski whips it around. Smolonic left wing. His shot redirected. Bischel save. 4 seconds. 4.5 seconds left as the whistle blows. Now Horbach and Hellowell going at it. Linesman get in there. Wow. No penalties here, but
yeah, there's only 4.5 seconds left. But I think Horbach took a pretty good shot to the head from Hellowell.
Face off to the right of Bischel. Stang's out there. Erdahl, Smolonic, Horbach, DeSaint Fowl, and Dexheimer. Empty net for the Badgers. Stang with a draw against Pearson. One back. Dexheimer sets and fires. Glove save. Bischel, 1.5 seconds left. So Notre Dame with the win will get to 12-12-3, 7-8-2 in the Big Ten. The Badgers will fall to 10-15, 3-12 in the league. This will be Wisconsin's 17th consecutive Big Ten regular season road defeat. Notre Dame 5, Wisconsin 3, the final score. Our postgame show is coming up from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 7 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 15. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 6 above. About an inch of snow tomorrow through Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Brian and Paul back here in South Bend. Notre Dame, a 5-3 win over the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. 2-for-4, make that 2-for-5 on the power play for the Fighting Irish. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Badgers rallied to tie it, but Notre Dame took the lead for good with about 2.5 minutes left on a Jesse Lansdell power play goal. So the Badgers fall on the road again. Now 0-7 on the road in Big Ten play this season. Paul, you know, again, rough start. First period, Badgers really struggled in their defensive zone. Their power play didn't really click. The chances that they had first and second period for sure. Notre Dame really aggressive on their penalty kill. One breakdown at the end of the second period made it a two-goal game. Otherwise, they played pretty well. It was just a defensive-type period. And they gave it all they had in the third, but just not enough to get back into it. And Notre Dame gets the win here today.
Yeah, it was not the greatest start. Gave up a power play goal, went down 2-0, but they battled back and tied the game up. Yep. Got it to 2-2, but the theme of the night was the Badgers around their own net had some issues, some rebounds. Notre Dame won battles, found themselves open a few times, and I think four of the five goals were that way. The late second period goal, you mentioned a breakdown. Give Notre Dame credit. That was a couple of pretty deceptive passes that are a little surprising of where they went, and it fooled the Badgers. One was a kind of a fake shot pass that had everyone sold out, including Jared Moe on the shot, and it was passed across for a tap-in goal for Notre Dame's Adams. But to me, it was around the net early on. It's funny, we talked to Shane Conley before the game. What needs to happen tonight, Shane? He said, if it's one, it can't go to three, and it was one, it went to two right away and put the Badgers behind the eight ball. Again, they battled back into it, right back in the game, but around the net, the penalty kill, gave up a couple, and yep, that was the difference.
Shane also said stay out of the box.
He did.
Yeah, right.
And he was right.
The Badgers took two penalties in the first period, and Notre Dame scored on both power plays and won the game 5-3. Let's get to our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Who do you have, Paul?
I couldn't decide on a third star, but I'll just throw the Notre Dame goaltender in there as a kind of a team deep kind of a pick.
Sure.
27 saves, gave up three. Notre Dame just did a really good job of keeping Wisconsin off out of chances, really. Number two star, 2 points for Notre Dame. Chase Primo got the first goal of the game and a little shovel play. Got an assist later on. And just that first goal kind of set the tone for the night for Notre Dame. And the number one star, I know Wisconsin lost, but Daniel Loch ended up with a goal and an assist. Single-handedly kind of brought the Badgers back with a play on a setup for Jack Horbach and then scored the goal not too long after to close the gap and erase the two-goal deficit that Wisconsin had. So he was also plus one on the game, and it took a shot, obviously, from the goal. So we'll go with Daniel Loch for the number one star.
First two-point game of his career. Daniel Loch, whose only two goals of his collegiate career have come against Notre Dame. The three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. More, do you need to go, or can I take a break? We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our energizing performance of the game after this three-minute timeout. Again, Notre Dame 5, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Make your dream a reality with Menards Mastercraft Door Designer. Choose from our in-stock selection of Mastercraft interior doors or design your door your way with our Door Designer. This feature allows you to visualize your doors within your home before making your purchase. Simply start designing and make your visions come to life. Mastercraft has the fastest delivery, so you get your door in approximately 7 days. Save big money on Mastercraft Doors.
Save big money at Menards.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
You use your energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Well, Wisconsin falls to Notre Dame here tonight by the final score of 5-3. Paul, let's name our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy.
The energizing performance was Jack Horbach's shot, help from Daniel Loch, who made a nifty move along the opposite side of the goal. A little stick handle, found Horbach on the far side behind the net, who stepped out just a little bit, just enough off the goal line, and fired a shot off on Ryan Bischel, who was trying to hug the post and I think banged into the post and kind of let a little spot open just above his pad and by his butt. It banked off his butt or leg and dropped into the net. That got Wisconsin going. They scored again less than 3 minutes later, got the game tied from down 2-0, and Badgers were back in it for a little bit.
All right. Well, that's our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Well, we'll see if Wisconsin can get a series split. Again, Notre Dame hasn't won back-to-back games since October. They'll drop the puck at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Central time will be on the air at 4:30. Got to clean a few things up and see if they can get after him tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it was mostly around the net. The Badgers need to clean out. The penalty kill obviously was part of it. One of those net plays was around the on the penalty kill. So that's, yeah, it's something to look at and a lot of video to look at and see where you went wrong on that play around.